This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Welcome to Black News and Culture. Featuring articles from leading magazines and websites, Black News and Culture offers you a comprehensive look at Black issues, style, music, entertainment, and more. Available only on the audio reading service. It's Black News and Culture, coming up next.
Welcome. This is Black News and Culture, and I'm your reader, Salathiel Regan, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today, I'll begin reading from Essence Magazine, the March-April 2024 issue. When Lightning Strikes. Meet some of the Black women who embody the electrifying power of today's labor movement. It is my underlying belief that Black women are the tide that raises all ships, says Andrea Thornton Bolden, a showrunner and executive producer. It's not a strange sight at all to see Black women in the forefront of many movements, because those are the spaces where we tend to find ourselves. It's an intrinsic part of who we are. Bolden is one of more than 500,000 people who participated in a labor strike in 2023. From Hollywood writers and actors to auto workers and teachers, a burgeoning labor movement has swept the country, with hundreds of thousands of union employees taking to picket lines to fight for higher wages, safer working conditions, and greater job security. A Writers Guild of America, WGA, member, Bolden helped lead the union's picketing as a strike captain at NBC Universal. The reason this strike was so important to us is that our career was under existential threat, she explains. You had different media entities wanting to find ways to pay us less using AI. They kept hiring smaller and smaller staffs to write the shows, so you also had fewer people doing way more work and getting paid less. After 148 days on strike, making this the second longest labor action in WGA's 104-year history, writers came to an agreement with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, AMPTP. They voted overwhelmingly in favor of a 3-year contract that secured pay increases, regulated AI use on projects, improved staffing and duration provisions, and achieved streaming data transparency. Strikes are challenging, Bolden says. I personally hadn't been trained in labor organization, but I was ready and willing to do it because I believed in what we were fighting for. I'm proud, and I hope to one day tell my future grandchildren that I was a captain in the strike that perhaps was the turning point for the labor revolution in America. Labor organizing has extensive roots for Black people. One of the earliest examples in the United States is the 1881 Atlanta washerwoman strike, in which a group of formerly enslaved Black laundresses came together to demand better compensation. Historically, Black labor has shaped the nation and its economy. More than 140 years after the Atlanta strike, Black women remain at the forefront of union leadership and labor organizing. For Patricia Johnson Gibson, advocacy runs in the family. My late father, Melvin Gorman Sr., was a union employee for the United States Postal Service, she says. I learned a lot of history about how unions can be effective because of the experiences he went through. While in her second term as VP of Healthcare at Service Employees International Union, SEIU, Local 105, Johnson Gibson worked alongside 11 other union members on the national bargaining team and led a 3-day strike in Colorado. This walkout was part of the largest healthcare strike in U.S. history, involving more than 75,000 Kaiser Permanente employees across multiple states, including California, Washington, and Oregon. USA healthcare facilities have been dangerously understaffed for years, with the COVID-19 pandemic further exacerbating workforce shortages. As Johnson Gibson states, this is the worst crisis I've ever seen in the 26 years that I've worked for Kaiser. I believe that's because they've made a decision to stretch people as thin as they can at the risk of patient care. About 1 week after the historic strike, Kaiser Permanente and a coalition of unions reached a landmark tentative deal that includes bonuses, strong protections against outsourcing, improved medical benefits for retired employees, and a 21% wage increase over 4 years. It's a huge change because that fight alone keeps people from sleeping in their cars and being unhoused, says Johnson Gibson. Working for a multi-billion dollar organization, that should never happen. According to Cornell University's Labor Action Tracker, there were roughly 400 strikes across the U.S. from January 1, 2023 to November 30, 2023. Additionally, per the Bureau of Labor Statistics, Black workers continue to have a higher union membership rate than any other racial group. Among the most recent U.S. labor actions was the Portland Association of Teachers, PAT, strike, in which public school educators like Angela Bonilla spent weeks fighting for smaller class sizes, higher wages, safer working conditions, and better student mental health support. Bonilla, who is from the Bronx, joined PAT during the 2016-2017 school year as an educator. Since then, she has worked her way up the union ladder. In 2022, she was elected as the organization's first Afro-Latina president. "Every school that I ever worked at had a really strong union culture," she says. "When I felt powerless at work, I leaned into union work, because that's where the power was." After several months of bargaining with Portland Public Schools, PPS, and making little progress, PAT members went on strike for the first time in the group's 30-year history. "We were on strike because our students deserve more than they've been given," Bonilla explains. "We're tired of having rats and mold in our schools, asbestos tiles in our classrooms falling on kids' heads, and extreme heat because there's no air conditioners." The teacher strike began on November 1, 2023. Nearly 4 work weeks later, PAT and PPS came to a tentative agreement and successfully ratified a 3-year contract. In addition to the new class size limits and improved mental health support for students, it provides a cumulative 13.75% cost of living increase for educators, among other provisions. "History matters. We're only here because of all the work that's come before me," says Bonilla. "When we're out here fighting for our kids, we're going to make sure that we get great public schools for every student. We're just grateful for the support that our families and communities have given us, because it keeps us going." The prior organizing work that Bonilla mentions sets precedents for labor leaders today. When segregation and racial discrimination excluded Black people from some of the most powerful unions in America, Black women labor leaders took matters into their own hands by forming their own organizations. Unfortunately, labor inequities persist, with Black women still disproportionately affected by the pandemic, overrepresented in low-wage jobs, and negatively impacted by racial and gender pay gaps. Nonetheless, history has shown that through unionization, collective action, and worker solidarity, change is possible. Given ongoing challenges in the job market, Black women remain the backbone of the labor movement, and they continue to lead present-day struggles for economic justice. The recent strikes have sent a clear message that people are willing to fight and stand together because we want to do what's right by the folks that carry these industries, says Johnson Gibson. "We're the frontline faces that people see. No one ever sees a CEO. I think it's time that people pay attention to the labor movement. We're here. We're not going anywhere." And now from Essence.com. Health matters. Understanding the severity of colorectal cancer. Beloved actor Chadwick Boseman passed away due to colon cancer in 2020, and since then it's been the leading cause of death among Black people. By Dominique Fluker. Published March 22, 2024. March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, which shines the light on the third leading cause of cancer-related deaths in both men and women in the United States. According to the American Cancer Society, 106,590 new cases of colon cancer will be diagnosed in 2024. Recently, there has been a concerning increase in the incidence of colorectal cancer among individuals below the age of 50 over the last few decades. Chadwick Boseman, known for his leading role in the hit movie Black Panther, passed away from the cancer at age 43, which left our community and beyond shocked and confused. Earlier this month, his widow, Taylor Simone Ledward Bozeman, spoke at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston, Massachusetts, where she urged people to attend screenings available to people in the United States from the age of 45 years, stating that the cancer was treatable when detected early. The American Cancer Society states that in 2020, about 12% of colorectal cancers will be diagnosed in people under the age of 50 in the United States. Additionally, there's a higher risk of colorectal cancer in Black Americans, as it is disproportionately affects the Black community, where the rates are the highest of any racial/ethnic group in the United States. Unfortunately, Black Americans are about 20% more likely to get colorectal cancer and about 40% more likely to die from it than most other groups. But why? The reasons are layered and complex, as the lack of healthcare access brought on by socioeconomic status is a factor. Colorectal cancer is the second deadliest cancer in the country, says Dorado Brooks, MD, Vice President of Prevention and Early Detection at the American Cancer Society. This disease is ravaging the Black community, and it is as important as ever that everyone has access to and is receiving the recommended screenings. Even during the coronavirus pandemic, screening tests remain available to prevent or find the disease at an early, more treatable stage. The American Cancer Society now recommends that people at average risk of colorectal cancer start regular screening at age 45. Colonoscopies are the most popular screening exam for colon cancer. However, there are several tests available. We spoke with Dr. John White, Chief Medical Officer of WebMD, to discuss the several screening tools used to find polyps or colorectal cancer, how frequently one should get each type of test, and which could be right depending on risk, family history, and medical history, including stool tests, flexible sigmoidoscopy, colonoscopy, CT colonography, virtual colonoscopy. Essence. What's the cause of colon cancer? Dr. John White. Colon cancer, like other cancers, arises from the uncontrolled growth and division of cells in the colon or rectum. The exact cause is complex and multifactorial, involving genetic mutations, only about 20%, lifestyle factors such as diet and physical activity, poor sleep, environmental exposures, and chronic inflammation. However, most cases of colon cancer begin as small, benign clumps of cells called polyps, which over time can become cancerous. The importance of sleep and how poor sleep can increase your cancer risk. Adequate sleep is crucial for maintaining overall health, including cancer prevention. Poor sleep or disrupted sleep-wake cycles can lead to hormonal imbalances, increased inflammation, and impaired immune function, all of which can potentially increase cancer risk. Studies suggest that people who have poor sleep patterns or work night shifts, disrupting their circadian rhythms, may have a higher risk of developing various types of cancer. Think about it. The first thing you do when you don't feel well is sleep. Instinctively, you know it helps with immune function. What are the benefits of exercise on cancer risk? Regular exercise has been shown to reduce the risk of several types of cancer, including colon cancer. Exercise helps regulate hormone levels, decreases insulin resistance, and reduces inflammation, which may all contribute to lowered cancer risk. It also may change how genes are expressed, reducing cell errors. Furthermore, physical activity can help maintain a healthy weight, which is important because obesity is a known risk factor for colon cancer and many other cancers. Exercise is as close to a magic pill as we have. How can brushing your teeth reduce your cancer risk? Good oral hygiene and regular dental care can potentially reduce the risk of colon cancer. Poor oral health has been linked to an increased risk of cancer, possibly due to chronic inflammation caused by gum disease, periodontitis. Some research suggests that specific bacteria in diseased gums can enter the bloodstream and contribute to inflammation and cancer risk elsewhere in the body, including the colon. It's an area where more research is needed. What should you eat that can decrease your colon cancer risk? Diet plays a significant role in the risk of developing colon cancer. Diets high in red and processed meats have been associated with an increased risk of colon cancer. Conversely, diets rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins can help reduce the risk. High consumption of alcohol, more than 2 drinks a day, and obesity are also known risk factors for colon cancer. Dietary factors that promote inflammation and affect gut health, such as low fiber intake, can additionally influence the risk. One of the most significant changes in diet is for people to eat more fiber. A black man just made history as the first black leader in Europe. With Van Gething's election to First Minister of Wales, this is the first time in history that a white man isn't running the government in the UK. By Raina Reed Rayford, updated March 21, 2024. On Wednesday, Van Gething was elected as First Minister of Wales, becoming the first black leader in Europe, per CBS News. Self-described as a Welshman born in Zambia, Gething recalls experiencing racism after his family relocated to Britain. He joined the Labour Party when he was 17 years old, after being inspired by articles about Nelson Mandela he read. Last September, Gething visited Birmingham, Alabama, as a representative for Wales at the 60th anniversary of the racist bombing of the 16th Street Baptist Church, in which 4 black girls were killed. The people of Wales raised money for a stained glass window depicting a black Christ to be installed as part of the church's restoration. Even in Birmingham, Alabama, a very black city, they didn't expect someone who looked like me to stand up from Wales, Gething commented. 50-year-old Gething won 51.7% of the votes cast by members of the party and affiliated trade unions over his opponent, Education Minister Jeremy Miles, who had 48.3%. After being elected, Gething said, "It is a matter of pride for a modern Wales, but also a daunting responsibility for me, and one that I do not take lightly. Today, we turn a page in the book of our nation's history, a history we write together," stated Gething during his victory speech. "Not just because I have the honor of becoming the first black leader in any European country, but because the generational dial has jumped, too." Once King Charles III approves his appointment, which is only a formality, Gething will be officially sworn into office. "This is the first time in history that a white man isn't running the government in the UK. The other 3 UK governments are led by UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, who has Indian heritage, while Scottish First Minister Humza Yousaf was born to a Pakistani family in Britain. And Northern Ireland is led jointly by Michelle O'Neill and Emma Little Pengally." According to head of British Future Inequality think tank, Sundar Katwala, ethnic diversity right at the top has become the new normal. However, despite this increase in diversity within elected leadership, racism still persists. Saida Warsi, a former chairwoman of the Conservative Party, said she felt there was more overt racism now than in 2010, when she was the only person of color in the then Prime Minister David Cameron's cabinet. The Associated Press reports, "And data reveals that black and other minority groups continue to be worse off when it comes to poverty and health outcomes than their white counterparts." And now, from the root. Black Karen Candace Owens just lost her job at the Daily Wire, and you know why. By Candace McDuffie, published March 22, 2024. On Friday, it was announced that obnoxious conservative commentator Candace Owens has seemingly been let go from the Daily Wire. Daily Wire and Candace Owens have ended their relationship, the company CEO Jeremy Boring stated in a post on X, formerly known as Twitter. Owens started working at the site in 2020, hosting a weekday show. Right after Boring shared the news, Owens hopped on X to put her spin on her immediate departure. "The rumors are true. I am finally free," she posted. Owens also added that folks can donate to her personally using Rev, and that there will be many announcements in the weeks to come. Though there was no formal reason given for the shocking split, some folks have speculated that Owens' stance on the Israel-Hamas war led to dissatisfaction with Daily Wire personality Ben Shapiro, who is Jewish. She used her platform to elevate anti-Semitism and just earlier this month stated that, quote, secret Jewish gangs terrorize Hollywood. Moreover, Owens also favorited a tweet that said Jews are known for drinking Christians' blood, a downright false claim. In November, a recording that was posted to X revealed Shapiro saying that Owens was absolutely disgraceful. I think that her faux sophistication on these particular issues has been ridiculous. It's not faux sophistication, it's ridiculous, he added. Following Shapiro's remarks, Boring stated that we would not fire Candace because of a desire not to regulate the speech of our hosts, even when we disagree with them. He also said that Owens' job is secure and she is welcome at Daily Wire. The pundit has made it a career of being vehemently anti-black for years and has recently made stops on The Breakfast Club and the Joe Budden podcast to ridicule black culture. Owens was rewarded for spouting ignorance, yet the final straw was her anti-Semitic remarks. It'll only be a matter of time before she's spewing her hate on a different platform. Carly Russell has something to say about hoax, and it deserves an eye roll, by Kaylin Womack, published March 21st, 2024. Well, 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 looky here. Ole Miss Carly Russell, the black woman who went viral for faking her kidnapping, has entered a guilty plea on charges in connection to the incident. Russell had everybody and their mama and grandmamas searching the area of Hoover, Alabama over the summer after she mysteriously vanished. Police said she called 911 to report seeing a toddler in a diaper walking on the side of the interstate. Police arrived to her location to find her vehicle vacant with her belongings inside. The internet went into a frenzy trying to locate her, yet some internet sleuths drew suspicions on whether she was actually missing. When she reappeared home days later, she told the police she was kidnapped by a man with orange hair and a girl who used the toddler to bait her into a trailer where they abducted her. However, the public grew skeptical. The following week, the Hoover Police Department held a press conference confirming through a statement by Russell's attorney that the whole thing was a hoax. The motive? Girl, who even cares at this point? Anyways, Russell was slapped with charges. Thursday, she waived her right to a trial. More from AL.com. Russell, 26, entered a blind plea to false reporting to law enforcement authorities and falsely reporting an incident. That meant Russell had no agreement in place stating what sentence the judge would hand down. A Hoover municipal judge in October had sentenced her to a year in the Jefferson County Jail. Jefferson County Bessemer Cutoff Judge David Carpenter pointed out that although Russell alarmed the country, he believed it would be a waste of government resources to put her in jail because she is not a threat to the community. Russell was sentenced to 6 months in county jail. However, those sentences were suspended. Russell was ordered to pay restitution of nearly $18,000. She must provide proof of mental health counseling. In the courtroom, Russell gave her first public address after being dragged for absolute filth by the internet for her lies. I want to specifically acknowledge and take accountability for the pain and embarrassment that I inflicted upon my family, my church family, friends, neighbors, community, and all of those who were directly involved in search efforts for me, Russell said. She's due back in court in October to review how much more restitution she owes by that point and whether she finished her community service, per NBC's report. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Salathiel Regan with Black News and Culture. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Take care.